Blog Talk Radio.
Isn't that a warm welcome? Isn't
that
wonderful? Isn't that lovely, Elise?
I love that. What's it called?
I love that. The Wedding March of the Applause. One is called Applause, the other is the Wedding March.
Both of which I see.
You should be familiar with at this point in our lives.
I do.
But I'm glad I'm here to clear little things up for you. That's what I'm here to do. For anybody just tuning in, this is the Bridal Body Shop Show on Blog Talk Radio, and it's a Wednesday afternoon at a different time. We're usually on at noon, but today we figured we'd just season things up a little bit and go at 4 o'clock and surprise everybody.
A little different. I like that.
Look any different, but I don't know if we sound different, but it's a different time.
I think we sound different now.
Let me introduce us. Lori. I'm Lori Towers. When I got up this morning, Lori Towers is me, and if I'm not mistaken, Elite Ziegelman is she.
Yes, I am.
Like we are the Bridal Body Shop, and thank you for joining us again.
Yes.
Hello, Elite.
Hello.
What are you up to? Anything new?
I'm just enjoying this beautiful, marvelous day.
Isn't it beautiful?
Beautiful out today, finally.
June 19th.
Nice, sunny day.
And you know what? Sunday is what the super moon, right? Is Sunday or Saturday?
Sunday, that's right.
Saturday?
The super summer moon, they say.
Now, is this yearly? I mean, there was a super moon that it seems like just months ago that I missed.
That was probably the...
Not the harvest moon. It was another super moon. I could be mistaken, but...
It was like a blue moon. I don't think it was a blue
moon.
They have different names for all these moons.
You know,
it was a moon.
When we were kids, a moon was just what you did out the bus window, right? That was our moon. That was only one moon.
Well, once in a blue moon.
Once in a blue moon. But I was thinking I missed it, but that's going to be this Sunday.
But also Friday is summer solstice, first day of summer.
That's right.
And what happens? Our days get shorter, which is very, very depressing.
And if you've noticed, it's been like at 9 o'clock. It's been just about getting
last
off.
Night. I got out like about 8:45. It was like so light outside. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, but it feels
nice. But it shouldn't be that way. I don't think it doesn't feel right.
But
nice. But it doesn't feel right.
But remember when I was saying to you how darkness falls? It just happens
all of a sudden.
You'd be driving.
Yep.
And it's light, and then all of a sudden it gets very dark.
That's exactly right.
But enough about the weather. I think we spoke enough about the weather. And the seasons, and the light deprivation, all that stuff. I think we've spoken of.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell people what today's show is about.
Why don't you?
Okay. Today's show is going to be listener's choice. And we get a pile up of emails during the week, different questions about fitness and, brides wanting to get into shape and, just anybody wanting to get in shape. And that's what we're going to be doing today. We compile a list of everything that comes in during the week that we might not get a chance to answer, and we're going to do that this afternoon with everybody. And keep all the emails coming in. We love hearing from you, and hopefully we'll get to one of hopefully you're listening as we get to one of yours.
Actually,
today.
We turned away guests this week because of this, right?
Is that correct? I know, and I didn't want to do it, but it just seemed like
the right thing to do.
To
take care of our peeps.
That's what we do. And if you want to call live, the number is 347-857-1867. And Elite is at the board and should love to plug you in.
Plug in. Get to talk to us live
and in person. Wanted to tell people about our sponsoring. I was actually on the Woodstock Roundtable on WDST this weekend, and I was on for... a good 20 minutes. Some technical problems. I got to be on again. Thank you. I thought it was nice. Hopefully I'm on again. But you know how it works. even a big radio station has technical problems, and all of a sudden, you know, you're laughing and you're laughing, mm-hmm. and then you realize you're laughing alone, and you realize you're off the air. And
I've done that. Laughing with you.
I've done that many times in my life, so it really didn't feel too awkward, but it happened again. But we are sponsoring the Woodstock Roundtable on WDST, and this is going to be for the summer. And hopefully the brides and grooms up there will be listening and hearing. And actually, I got one call this week from somebody that we'll be doing business with in the Hamptons who happens to have a house up there. Great. And she was up there this weekend. And
happened so quickly.
Yeah, it was
That's
pretty nice.
I like that.
You never think anybody's up that mm-hmm. early. But she was up, and she gave me a call, and we're going to be doing some business with her. So, you know, live radio does work, doesn't it?
It sure does. Why don't you tell us, tell people about our sponsoring?
Oh, okay. Well, we have a pretty hot show. I don't know if anybody's noticed. If there's five people out there, they're probably not thinking it's hot, but it's a very hot show, and we're getting a lot of sponsors wanting to. We don't have any sound effects for crackling a fire.
No,
that's nothing you could. Yeah. Okay. That's fine.
But you will be a game winner if you do.
That's good. Okay. I could have worked that in better if I had time, but that's going to work. That's okay. That's good. But we're taking, we actually have a list of sponsors that we'd like to say hello to that are coming on board and being part of our show and our promo and our social media. And one of them actually is, it's a little harder core than maybe a lot of the women might want to look at, but maybe not, but Muscle Sport Magazine.
Oh, they can look at the men that's in there.
It's a really great magazine, and you can go online, and it's www.musclesportmag.com. And it's really, it's so informative, and it's got these wonderful interviews with mostly football players, but it's just like, it's a nice online magazine, and it's a freebie in the Vitamin Shop, and stores like that, and we're happy to have them on board, and we'd like to say.
I remember I gave them away at my gym,
and they go like hotcakes.
They ate them up.
I know.
They loved it.
I had a stack in my waiting room, and they went really quick. And mm-hmm. I know I gave you some, and yeah. Well, people like free, but this is a really good.
No,
magazine.
I mean,
very
these
well
are true bodybuilders in my gym, and they just yeah. love that stuff. They really do.
And like I said, it might be a little beefy, but. You know, it's really. I mean,
there's nothing
there was,
wrong with
you
know, that.
No, there's nothing.
There was.
You know, I perused the magazine. There's some articles for us in there too. But definitely worth picking up and looking.
Oh yeah.
At. So a big shout out to them. And of course, Elite. You know, we love Topperson.
Oh,
how much
definitely.
Do we love Topperson?
So much so that my client used it the other day on his knee because it was bothering
and
him.
And loving it.
Loved it.
Okay.
Loved it, and he loved it the most because it didn't smell.
Yeah.
And he
yeah.
says, you know, he had that other stuff that he couldn't stand,
yeah.
and he put this stuff on, and he just loved the smell-free aroma.
Yeah.
And it worked.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you put on things like Tiger Balm, and
well, I didn't want to say.
But no, it should. And I'm not saying anything. No, I'm not saying anything disparaging. I'm not saying
no.
anything about its potency. But there
well,
is
I don't like to get anybody a plug for nothing.
Well, we're not really plugging because we're not really saying anything good. I'm just saying, you know, we're not saying anything bad to cover us legally.
No, but Topperson is a great product.
Yeah, Topperson is a great product. And now what's nice is they have these little it looks like I gave you a couple. They have, it looks like trial size
mm-hmm.
toothpaste.
Yeah.
And it's great for your gym bag.
Mm-hmm.
It's just wonderful to carry with you. So that's really great. But they're available in Bed Bath & Beyond. I'm trying to think. What's that new store? It's a big store.
Walgreens?
No. They're available there, but I'm thinking of it.
New
I
store?
I don't want to see Food City. It's another new grocery store that's really big and very high-end. Oh, man.
Oh,
not Trader Joe's. It's the
no,
other one.
No, I know
it's
what you're saying.
Oh, man. I'm going to think of it when we're off the air.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they're available all over the place.
Oh, I know exactly what you're saying,
sir. I can see it in front of me. If anybody has the answer to that, please call us at 347-857-1867 because we're racking our brain.
Yeah.
But anyway, but you could probably, I mean, if you go online, you could buy from their website. But they're available.
Oh, they sell it online.
Oh, yeah. They have a website.
Very wonderful.
Yeah, they have it on the website. And I think it's a little cheaper on the website, too. But definitely go to any store, and you could find it there, Toppers. And we love it. We use it. So they're on board with us. And so we want to say thank you for their support. And we support both Muscle Sport Magazine and Toppers and Topical Pain Cream. Okay, now...
It's 10 minutes. We didn't even do anything yet. Let's do it. These poor people. Our
I'm going.
Peeps.
But I just want to say one more thing.
Oh, okay.
About our father of the bride special that runs this entire month.
Oh, yeah.
We cannot be remiss.
That's
we must
true.
Say things about
it's
that.
True.
It's that wasn't just we started it on Father's Day a little bit before.
It goes to the end of the month.
It goes to the end of the month, and it's for all the fathers that want to make the entrance with their daughters. That's it. And that's what you want to hear because you both make that entrance together. That is something that everybody remembers. They remember the bride getting to the groom, but it's how she gets to the groom. It's how she's escorted by her father on her father's arm. So with your daughter looking as ravishing as she's going to look, don't you want to look the handsome equivalent and fit equivalent as your daughter? And that's what we're doing this month. So if your daughter is already with us and she's training with us, bravo. But if not, you could train without her and you could just take advantage of the packages and everything that we have specifically for you. And if your wife wants to work out too, absolutely. But this month is our Fathers of the Bride special, and we have so many different packages to get the father in the best shape that he could be in, not just for that big day, but for the rest of his life. And, you know, you want to walk your daughter down the aisle looking a certain way, but you also want to be in shape to lift the grandkids, you know, to throw that football with the grandson or granddaughter, whatever, but you want to be in good shape for all of that. So that's what we're here for. You could give us a call at 212-460-1879 and visit our website at www.thebridalbodyshop.com. And like us on Facebook, please. It's the same name, The Bridal Body Shop. And just, you know, poke around, say hey, and you'll see all the press we've been in up until recently. And we've really had a ton, I'm happy to say. So that's all I have to say about that, Elite. Now we're going to get to the questions. What do you think?
Sure.
What do you think? Okay, give me the first question.
Oh boy!
Because you're such a big shot, giving me faces because I'm drumming up business. Go ahead.
Okay.
The first question,
which is from Margaret.
Hey, Margaret.
Margaret wants to know, when you stop weight training, does muscles turn into fat?
Oh,
I just asked this the other day.
I'm afraid to ask you. Who asked you that?
Don't ask. But anyway.
I think I know.
You read me?
I'm picking up a number, and I know exactly who it is. Okay, do you want to get that?
Well, go ahead.
Margaret, you are being led down a long, dark hallway with that.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard. I mean, that has been floating around for
ages.
I'm going to say... I've heard it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
There is no such thing. They are two separate properties entirely, apples and oranges. Muscle can shrink. Muscle cannot turn into something it's not. It cannot turn into fat. So the most that you will do by being inactive is you will accumulate fat, and you will have a muscle that's atrophied. That's all that's going to happen. One is not going to turn into the other. And if you stop working out, the muscle is not going to become flabby. So, I mean, I've seen those cartoons where the muscle shrinks
right.
And
that sound effects.
Bugs Bunny and
yeah.
That never happens. The most that's going to happen, and it's equally unattractive, is your muscle's atrophy. And why would you want that in the first place?
The good
place?
Part about it is that muscle does have memory.
Yes.
So if you start working out again after a couple of months, weeks of layoff, it'll come right back to you because it's totally two different tissue types.
And that's what I think. That's what a lot of people worry about. They worry about if they've had an injury or what have you, and they stay
worry
away
about
from it.
Right.
They worry about, well, you know, I've lost everything.
I'm going to lose all my muscle. Well,
and why would you? Why
you don't
would you
lose it;
that?
It just shrinks. That's all it is.
Right. And that's the thing. But does it turn into? And I think, you know what? Wait, I think that's mostly women that thinks that. They want to, like, well, you know what? What happens if I don't keep this up? And you know what I always say, and I know I annoy people, why wouldn't you want to keep it up? Why is there a stopwatch to this? Why is there, is this, okay, well, I'm going to work out until. You can be living and breathing until, right? So
that's
why
the
would
way
you
it
stop
has to
working
be.
Out?
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I see
that's
it.
That's like you can't stop eating.
Right.
You have to eat for the life, you know?
Right.
You have to shower every day. You have to brush your teeth every day. So
why
would
you
stop working out? Just because you lost the 5 pounds? No.
Yeah,
that's
that's
not
what
the
I'm
way
saying.
It is. It's for a lifetime.
So, Margaret, in answer to your question, I hope we did, whoever told you that, wherever you got it, just please.
Faux pas.
Yeah, dispel the myth for us and just say you don't know what you're talking about. And that's what you say to them.
That's what you tell them.
And you just say, you know, Elite and Lori said no.
Yeah.
If they want to talk to us.
Give them the number to call.
Okay, I'll give them two numbers. That shows you how tough we're being. I'm going to give you my office number, 212-460-1879. Or right now, if you're not chicken, 347-857-1867. And Alita's right there, and she'll let you on.
Wow, look at that. It's lighting up.
We'll have a nice little powwow. You saw me look over there. I was ready to get up and say, okay, let them on.
Oh,
let
what else
on.
You got there, Lori?
Okay.
What else you got there?
Okay. Oh, this is a nice one. And this is from Pamela. Okay, this is actually an interesting one because this is not one that we would normally get. What are the signs of overtraining? This is okay. This is obviously.
You're looking at her.
I know. You know what, Elise?
That's
you
what
you're
doing. What?
You want to know something?
What?
I was going to say that.
Thanks.
No. Because
why would you say that?
There are signs of overtraining. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you what they are.
I want to tell you.
And this
tell
is
me.
Obviously someone who works out, because this is not a standard question. This is someone
exactly.
who might be feeling the same.
I like that question.
Herself.
Who is that, Pamela?
Pamela, yeah. And that
way
was,
to go,
was a
Pamela.
Very,
way
yeah.
to go.
Okay. Now, like anything else that you overdo, it stunts your desire to want to do it. So you're going to have a reduced desire for training. That's number one. And that's
ding,
the
ding,
most
ding,
obvious.
Wait.
Get.
Oh.
So. That is a sure sign of overtraining.
You
not
see,
knowing
I told
what,
you I'm overtrained.
Not,
I can't even get the buttons right.
Not knowing what buttons to push. Okay, that's number two. Co-host does not know what she's doing. That's number two. There we go. Okay, that's a 2 points right there. Okay, but disturbed sleeping pattern, and that's like with anything.
There you go.
Does it sound familiar to you?
Very.
Okay. Now, okay. Increased incidence of cold and infections. So.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know, you have to understand people
that's
when you.
My teeth are full.
See, I was being so calm because I was going to take out my laundry list of, you know, but I said, you know, I'm not going to get too personal on the air. But, you know, and since I've known you, you Elite is very healthy, but I've noticed the past couple of months, the colds have been a little bit more.
I haven't had a cold. It's allergies.
No, I'm talking about the winter months. The winter months.
The winter months.
That's what I'm talking about.
Or everybody in my house is sick and I get sick from them.
Well, I'm
well,
around sick people.
I'm susceptible to getting them easier.
But I'm around sick people all the time. And nary a germ in my body. But people.
Yes, typhoid Mary. Go ahead.
People, what happens is when you deplete your immune system.
What happens
system,
is you get the germ and give it to everybody
else. That's my MO. What you do is you deplete the immune system, and then you're just open to anything else that could go wrong with you, and that's really where you see it. And it's also it's you become a little bit more irritable
mm-hmm.
and anxious,
mm-hmm.
and it brings on some signs of depression. Elite, not saying that that's you, but I've seen it in other people.
Right.
And you'll know the ones that.
No, the irritable is definitely me too.
Really?
Go on. What's
well,
the next
that's,
one?
That's never would have thought. Wow, that's a shock. Well, you think you know.
Go
somebody.
On to the next one,
okay.
God.
Okay. Uh-huh. But depression is something that I've seen, and you've seen like people walk away from.
Definitely.
When you walk away from a heavy workout, looking exhausted is one thing, but that like unfocused, and you could tell in somebody's workout when they're really
right.
not there mentally. And you know, as much as as people say, you know, you should really work at every day. The recovery time accounts for a lot.
Oh, definitely.
And
you definitely. I definitely advise you at least 2 days off a week.
Mentally and physically. You know, you really have to. So I think that was a really good point that you made. And those are the signs. In addition to, you know, anything else. And that's the thing. It's what you're doing with overtraining is you're creating an imbalance between your workout and your recovery phase. So that's really what it is in a nutshell. And by not allowing one to exist, and that's the recovery phase, obviously you're doing damage to yourself mentally and
mm-hmm.
physically. So, that's actually a very good thing to bring up, Pamela. And don't be ashamed to give yourself a week off from training, a couple of days off from training.
Even though it's so hard to do mentally, if you are a person that works out every day,
yeah.
It's so hard to stay away, but it's just so good for you.
But don't you think that you could substitute something? Don't you think that...
don't you think that you should just take a rest from the
I
whole thing? That's
do.
Why you're taking the time off.
But there are some people that honestly cannot do it. So you know what? Walk. I'm not saying nothing strenuous, but I mean, if it's...
If the person's active to begin with,
mm-hmm.
they're going to be active all around their life, okay? So they will be walking or they will be doing whatever they do.
They need the structured... formal, well, I'm going to be doing this, to satisfy their need to do it, you know, but a modified version. But I'm all for just not, you know, just take it easy. Just
right.
And this way, miss the training so that when you go back, you really
go back strong.
It. Yeah, you go back
you
a lot
back
stronger.
Strong.
Okay.
Sometimes a change of atmosphere is good, too.
I think so. Do you have one? Do you want to hit?
What, a question?
Another question.
Sure.
Yeah, you've got a pile. Good.
This is from Betty Ann.
Betty Ann.
Betty
Go
ahead.
Ann.
Go
ahead, Betty.
Yeah.
I'm listening. I'm all ears.
Does stretching before exercise improve performance?
Mm-hmm.
You should know this better than anybody
okay.
else.
You know what? There are so many schools of thought about...
before we go on to that, do you stretch before you work
out?
Oh,
I do.
You do?
I don't.
Do.
I do before and after.
I don't.
I do before and after because it primes the muscle. I know. We're going to give you a reason. I know. You kept saying that. I got you. The first
I don't
time.
Stretch.
Okay. Well, there you go. And we'll talk about this off the air.
Okay.
But I do before and after. And I do it a little bit more lengthier after because
well, sure.
there's so many different ways of looking at, okay, you're stretching a cold muscle and you're weakening the muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all a lot of the Olympic teams don't have any stretching prior. But, you know, I've seen the difference with athletes I've worked with. Stretching before and after with an emphasis on after, I think that primes the muscle for the movement. But then again, you know, the bottom line is it's really what your body operates best
mm-hmm.
with. That's always my way of looking at it because what works for me and my bone structure and my body type and my musculature might not
right,
work for you.
It doesn't work for everybody.
Or for Lee, who is taller.
I don't stretch.
You know.
But I do stretch my clients after their workout.
I have a question. Do you stretch?
Not at all.
Okay. Well, that's
but it doesn't do anything for my performance.
Well, that's.
I've never done, and I've never seen a difference. You know, if I let's say one day my shoulder hurts and I'll stretch my shoulder, I don't
mm-hmm.
see it working any differently.
Perhaps if you were running or you had to be involved in more explosive
well, running
movements.
Is a different story.
But no, but the thing is, if people are doing explosive movements, that's
well,
where you need to say.
I'm not doing anything explosive.
Then that's
so maybe that's why I don't have to stretch.
There you go. So
I
you don't
my own
so
question.
You don't stretch.
Look at that.
Wow.
Thank you. I like that.
That was about as clear as mud. Okay.
What?
I'm just looking for my own notes here.
What's the next question?
So that was your answer. I don't stretch.
Oh yeah. Well,
okay.
What was your answer?
I'm not gonna. You know what? You can listen to the archive. My answer was that little paragraph before, in between the
no,
I don't stretch.
I
don't stretch. I
yeah.
don't stretch.
You stretch. You don't stretch.
Okay.
Whatever.
Okay. I'm gonna. I got one.
Okay.
Okay. This is from. Anne Marie. Okay, and she's asking us.
Everybody has two names, Anne Marie, Betty Ann.
Why is that? Well,
Betty Ann
I haven't heard in a long time.
Betty Ann?
Betty Ann
I
haven't heard
of
her.
I used to have a good friend, Betty Ann.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That, you know what? I'm thinking that she's older.
She's
names,
our age.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We're of the generation.
My mother-in-law is named Betty Jane.
There you go. That's, yeah. Yeah.
That's like, you know, I would say that was.
Well, that's a little Beverly Hillbillies, but, you know.
You know, don't think I'm a Jewish grandmother.
No, no. Usually it doesn't work that way, but it's always a first, right? It's always
we
first.
Call her Janie.
Oil is oil. Anyway.
Next question.
Okay, she wants some guidelines for avoiding overusing, avoiding injuries during running. And I'm going to say, don't run. That's my answer.
Yeah, I know. We've had this discussion before.
Yeah.
It's so not a great movement for your body. It's just not natural. I mean, it is natural to run for your life or something
yeah.
like that. But
mm-hmm. That's
to
about
run
it.
Constantly,
yeah.
it's so harmful and such an impact on it.
But if you want guidelines, I'm going to say proper footwear.
Definitely
invest in footwear. And I think it should be changed, I'm going to say, every 500 miles. So if you're counting your mileage, your footwear has to be compatible. What people usually do is they go out and buy one great pair of running shoes, get two so you could switch them on and off. If you're running on a basis of like a few times a week, this way you're not wearing out one. Because if you wear it out, don't forget, as it wears, so do your arch, the arch support, and so will, you know, your foot, and it travels up. It'll be your calf, and then it'll be your knee, and then it'll be your hamstring. And it's
and the hips,
way
so
up.
It just
yeah.
goes on
yeah.
and on and on. I actually have another question that actually is almost similar to that from Julie. Maybe you can answer this with that.
Mm-hmm.
Is running on a treadmill better for your joints than running on the ground or, you know, the pavement?
I'm going to say anything is better than running on pavement. That's just because mm-hmm. it's just the imbalance of the terrain in general. But
also old treadmills, you got to be careful with them because there's a lot of treadmills in the gym that's really old and not updated.
Yeah.
And there's really no shock absorbent.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
those treads
yeah.
are so old.
Yeah.
It's like running on metal.
Yeah. And that's what I'm thinking. It absorbs a little bit more shock, but really not enough to make me happy. And
mm-hmm.
the truth is, when people run on an incline or a decline, you're altering your foot position,
mm-hmm.
and so goes the hips, and so goes your back. So I'm never really a fan of running on anything but a flat incline, a flat treadmill. But if you must, if it's a choice, if that's what you're asking, a choice between concrete or...
Or a treadmill.
I'm going to say treadmill. But
yeah. Again, also depending on a newer treadmill or an old treadmill, because I've seen really bad treadmills, really bad ones. It's so funny because in a gym, what they do first is they always upgrade a treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
The treadmills go the first.
Right.
They go the fastest because everybody always uses them. And the tread... gets worn out. They can't just replace a tread. They
mm-hmm.
have to replace the whole machine. So if it's an old treadmill, I wouldn't even bother. I would
yeah.
try doing elliptical or something like that. Don't even bother running. I would just go outside. It's the same thing.
I think the one thing that I could safely say is if you had to run, running on sand is probably the best.
It's the hardest, too.
It is the hardest. And it gives you
that hard.
The thing
hard
is
walking
least,
on a on sand.
Yeah, yeah. But it's at
no,
least...
No, it's a great workout.
It's a little bit more
yeah.
Of an insulation to
definitely,
the joints.
Definitely, definitely.
So that's what I would say.
Mm-hmm.
But running in general, I mean... And also, don't ignore pain. If you're starting to feel, and not just, you know, the usual... soreness that you feel 24 to 48 hours after. If you're feeling sharp pains, if you feel if there's any inflammation, if you see any swelling, that's a time to stop. That's a time to rest, ice, you elevate, compress. That's really what you need to do. And if you're not, I mean, you're really playing with a possible injury that's just going to magnify with just walking anyway. So with any type of running injury or condition, you know, take it seriously. And
mm-hmm.
if it's just not the post-activity.
Well, any injury, really, you know.
But,
yeah. Just, you know, when you feel pain, they always say, stop what you're doing.
Well, and that's, I think the importance is making the distinction between pain that you're supposed to feel and actual pain, not discomfort. There's only, I think, one time that I felt actual pain after work, and I hurt myself. But a normal amount of discomfort is post-activity soreness. That's what you should
yeah.
feel.
Yeah,
and nothing
hurt,
more
no.
than that. But... So we hope that we helped you out with that, Anne-Marie. And
Julie.
Julie, yeah, those two. So those are runners out there.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot more.
Hopefully they'll listen to us and think about us tomorrow when they're not stretching or they're putting on old sneakers. Hope they're listening.
Oh.
Give us another one, Elise. We got so many.
Another one, huh?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
All righty. Let me see.
I'm ready.
Well, you know, we've discussed this before. Lauren, she wants to know, does a higher number on the scale mean you're getting fatter?
Oh,
if you keep working out.
Oh, boy. Oh, wait, do you want to take this before
well,
I explode?
You know, you keep saying, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Why don't you tell me what you're thinking?
Okay. I don't own a scale.
Wait, let me not hold you back now.
I don't own a scale because a scale gives you body weight, not body composition, which are two totally different factors. You can be 120 pounds of lean muscle, or you could be 120 pounds of, you know,
fat.
Yeah. No, I was just trying to thank you, Elise. That's
fat.
And it's going to show, and you're looking at numbers, and it doesn't, the numbers don't matter. And I just really wish women especially, get, you know, when we were burning our bras, why didn't we burn our scales? That's what I'm wondering, Elise. Why didn't we do that? I don't. Well, metal doesn't burn well anyway. So what can you do? We were stuck. But I mean, I for all women out there that are weighing themselves on a daily basis, stop it. Because you what you're doing is you're creating chaos within your own regimen. You don't realize it because your day is completely dictated
by that
you
number
see.
On the scale, which is horrible.
And you become polarized. You just become, you can't function unless you see the number that you want. And quite frankly, the best thing that you can do is go out and get a mirror and look at yourself and judge by how your pants fit. Don't go by the scale because the scale could show you 7 pounds of water being lost and you didn't lose any fat. You're lighter just by body weight. But was there a shift in any type of body weight to lean muscle ratio? No. So that's really what you have. The best thing that you can do is look at yourself and be honest with yourself. Be honest about how your clothes are fitting. And be honest and truthful about everything you put in your mouth. And that's all I'm going to say, Elise.
Well, is that it?
Yeah.
For the rest
of
the show?
I'm resting.
Ain't I lucky?
I'm warming up.
But anyway, don't you think they should take like a fat composition test?
Oh, I'm
in the beginning of their training?
Sure.
When they start? And like every month, just test it to that.
I think that's fine. I think that's more accurate
than anything
else.
Never go on a scale. You just got to go on that scale one time to get the correct composition and then go from there.
I think that's fine. Like I said, the only time I get on a scale is if a doctor has to weigh me for a yearly physical. That's
well, I'm just
it.
Saying in general, when
yeah.
somebody's like, it starts up with a trainer or something like that.
I think that's the,
just it's easier for the client because going on a scale is just so it kills you because your weight goes up and down, especially a woman. Their water retention every day is different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every month is different.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go by the scale.
And they get themselves crazy.
Right, they get themselves crazy and they say, "Oh, it's not working. It's not working." But you know what? It has to be working.
And you know what's funny because it really is a gender specific thing. You'll get a guy who'll pat his stomach and just say, "Yeah, look how much weight I lost." And he probably never even got on the scale to check it out.
Yeah.
But it's just like he knows that there is the visual difference
mm-hmm.
that we all can accurately rely on as opposed to a scale.
Yeah.
You know, it just doesn't make any sense.
But, I totally agree with that, but
mm-hmm.
I know a lot of men that are living by the mm-hmm. scale, too. They've become, like, the biggest, just like women.
Well, I
getting
think,
worse, to tell you the truth.
I think that if they really understood, it would be such a liberating experience that these are just numbers. And if
right.
you go by the number, I mean, if you look at a lot of bodybuilders that aren't carrying an ounce of fat, but if you go by U.S. standards.
You're going by bodybuilders that want to gain weight. They're looking for that weight that's going
yeah.
to go up. There's
right.
a guy in my gym, actually, that constantly complains that he's losing weight. And I tell him, why are you doing cardio?
Doing cardio?
I mean, I understand want to be lean, but if you want to gain a lot of mass,
cut it out.
Doesn't listen.
Well, that's
but
the
these bodybuilders, they want to gain the weight. They don't want to
mm-hmm.
lose the weight.
But, I mean, even if you look at someone who's carrying all lean muscle and no body fat, but they're carrying a good amount of mass, now you put them on a scale against our doctor's standards, the U.S. standards
that
we have.
Oh, forget it. They'll
be huge. And technically, they're 40 pounds overweight, but are they overweight?
It's not fat.
Right, but that's what
I'm
saying.
I'll take that any day.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's how inaccurate that is.
People, a lot of people are they're misguided with that. They think that a higher number is fat. You're gaining weight, You're gaining muscle mass if you're working out with weights.
You look at the person like that and you say, okay, they're 240 pounds. Technically, they, by our standards, are overweight, but look at them. They're in fantastic shape. So that's how accurate the scale is. It's a number. Go by how you look. Go by the body fat percentage. That's what you go by.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I have to say about that.
That's that.
Mm-hmm. I got one, though. Oh, and this is a good one.
What?
This is a good one because it isn't really working. But what are the signs of a concussion?
Oh, what? I think you have a personal...
I have a personal experience
with
this. Okay. During the beginning of the year, I actually had a concussion. Let me tell you how I got one.
Oh,
well,
must we have to go into that?
Well, they have to get the full flavor of what happened.
Don't be blaming my car again.
No, I was going to blame you. But anyway.
It's the same thing.
So here I was. Elite and I had an event one night, and there was a puddle. It was either raining or something. But I was trying to jump over the puddle,
mm-hmm.
Not to get in her car. So I was either...
In all her
athletic
ability.
Well, I was either underestimating the distance between the car, the car and the sidewalk, or overestimating Elite's proficiency in parking because I'm.
Oh, here we go.
And
oh,
I
now
hit
it's the
my
parking.
Head.
This is new to me.
No, it was.
This is new.
It was quite. It was. Well, I'm not going to say anything about people in certain boroughs that don't really park well, but that's all I'm saying. I'm not listing the borough, but I've seen it. I've seen it. Borough starts with an
S. That was
to
me, by the way.
And it ends with a smack on the head. So anyway, that was the answer. But anyway, I hit my head on the car pretty hard, and the signs are... It's really a broad spectrum because I felt the pain and the nausea immediately.
Yeah,
I would say within like 10 minutes.
Well, that was
minutes.
Some bang, though. That was a bang.
It was a bang that you honestly feel your eyes cross and you get no. It's just an amazing experience in under 10 minutes.
I don't know if it's an amazing experience. It's an experience you don't want to experience.
Well, I mean, it's just the fact that your body can go through these changes of conflicting pain in different areas in just in that short amount of time, but it doesn't always happen that quickly. There are people, and I had to go to make a long story short. I had to go to the emergency room
on New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve. Yeah. So that's called bringing the New Year with a bang. But I took it too literally, you know. But thank you. But so when I got there, you know, we had to learn all about concussions when they found out that that's all it was. And, you know, they had to do some MRIs and so on and so forth. And the doctor was even saying that the one thing that people forget, and I remember this as a kid, when kids got hit on the head or there's a possible concussion, don't let them sleep. And the doctor even says, let them sleep, because what a concussion is, it's a brain injury, and any injury needs recovery. So the thing is, you let the person sleep. And I remember once my mother...
I remember how much you slept. How much you slept, because you're not a sleeper.
Yeah.
You woke up late.
Mm-hmm.
One day you just slept all day. It was crazy.
And that's it. I remember once when my mother, my brother hit his head as a kid, and my mother not letting him sleep,
mm-hmm.
and she kept waking him up, because that was those days, you know? But that's the best thing is to sleep. And, you know, it's lack of appetite. Just try to get some food.
Yeah.
The signs are you could have ringing in your ears.
You've had that
months,
for a while,
which
too.
I had.
Yeah, you had that like 2 weeks.
So auditory disturbance. You have visual disturbance. There's a lot of things, but the first thing you should do is definitely get
checked
out. I didn't have that, though, and I was looking forward to that one. I thought that would be kind of cool, but I didn't have that. You know, walk around like a penguin. But definitely get it checked out. And it's a brain trauma, and it's funny because...
It's not funny at all.
I had gotten it the same time as Hillary, Do you remember that?
That's right. That's
yeah,
right.
It was like we had.
It was the day after. You had
the day
it.
After.
She got it the day before, and you got it the day after.
And I remember a friend of mine texting me when I was in the hospital, and she had heard about Hillary,
mm-hmm.
and she said, "I hope you're taking this seriously," because she had a concussion.
Yeah.
I was like, "Well, that's where I am right now.
Yeah,
you know, getting it taken care of." So that's the
but
first
she was
thing.
Senator, you know. If you were the senator, you'd be in the hospital too, sitting there, being taken care of.
That's been taken
like
care
that.
Of pretty nicely.
You know what I mean.
Oh, it's pretty nice.
You know what I mean.
Well, you know what. I don't have her insurance. Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Well, but it was they were lovely. Methodist Hospital in Brooklyn, lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely crew took care of me. Thank you. Big thanks. But, yeah, that's definitely what you need to look at. Get x-rays and MRIs done if you have a child or yourself. And rest and listen to see if signs and symptoms become more profound. But you will have those periods of visual disturbance and hearing disturbance for a while. So you just have to figure out what's your norm. You know, but it's pretty scary, and it's not a lot of fun. And I did not enjoy my Twilight Zone marathon that year.
I know,
really.
I know, and you're so looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it, and there's a lot of pain, but we live and learn, and hopefully we learn to parallel park a little bit better, a little closer to the curve, hint. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
All right, next.
Go ahead. You have one. I see you looking over there.
Mm-hmm.
Give us another one to leave.
Okay, Allison wants to know.
Allison.
As long as you exercise anything you want, is that true or false?
Allison obviously doesn't listen to the show. Because what we
well,
always
all these
say,
questions really were asked and, you know, answered before.
She's
but
not listening. She's got nerve
gas. You know what? Fitness is all recyclable. It's the same thing. People are so misguided. And hopefully we're breaking the bullshit with
wow.
the front of body shot.
Yeah. That's
because that's what we're here for, everybody.
That was brave of you.
Yeah. I don't know if it's allowed.
Well, who's going to, you know, call our attorney. David Hernandez.
Hello.
718. but hey, David, how are you?
Shout out.
He's not doing anything, I'm sure. He's doing something. He's wrapping up. He's going home for good. We have an expression here. You can't out-train a bad diet, and that's true. There are people that might be genetically gifted and could really eat what they want anyway. But for the rest of everybody, that you really have to, you know, think, consider what they're putting in their body. Why would you want to do that? And you know, I always remember when who was that swimmer? Michael Phelps.
Mm-hmm.
Came out with that his diet of 12,000 calories a day, and he listed
12,000
something like that, and it was the most outrageous
12,000.
But I have to say, I'm going to go on record as saying he is in such great shape. The amount that he polluted his body with, I mean, the New York Times had the list of what he ate in a day. Now, granted, this guy is in the water probably 3 to 4 hours every day.
Yeah, he's burning it off.
However. We're talking about, a diet that you would really, I don't know how he was in as good shape. Because there's burning off, yes, none of it landed on him. But how much would he have performed better if his diet was cleaner? I mean, there was nary a clean bit of food on that list. We're talking about double cheeseburgers. We're talking about shakes. Elite, I'm talking about stuff like that.
Wow.
And I didn't see anything that even looked. That's why at one point I was thinking, I wonder if this is for real. I wonder if this is you know, actually what he eats, or this is just spinning.
Mm-hmm.
Because it didn't seem to make any type of sense.
Did you ever find out if it wasn't?
Well, you know what? It's there was really nothing to question and no one to question because that was what he reported he ate. So you know, it's really hard to say is it true or false. But that's
for her crazy diet, though. I don't see anybody eating that much a day.
Well, you know, I think in answer to the question, unless your output is that, doing something for 4 hours straight, swimming 4 hours straight, you can't expect to eat anything you want. You just really can't. And my thinking is, why would you want to? If you're investing this much in working out or your body, why wouldn't you at least be considerate of how you refuel? You know, like, mm-hmm. I mean, you go out and you buy yourself a nice car. Are you going to get a cheap, go to gas any place and just put anything in the tank?
No.
No. You got a beautiful car that you're spending money on.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you settle for less? And that's the same thing with your body.
Sure.
What say you, Elite?
Oh, I totally agree with you. I totally agree. Just because we work out doesn't mean we can eat anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could modify it. You know, every once
mm-hmm.
in a while, just, you know, limit to yourself. Like, we'll have a piece of cake or
mm-hmm.
pizza.
Yeah.
We'll
yeah.
have that stuff. But every day?
No.
Totally not.
No.
Totally not.
And we have that one cheat day. You know, where you
yeah.
just, you know.
Even, you know what, we work out enough that we could have two cheat days
mm-hmm.
if we wanted
mm-hmm.
to.
Mm-hmm.
But we won't cheat all day.
Yeah.
We'll have a little cheat item.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. So everything in moderation. Moderation.
Well, there have been times that you and I were working on something, and we ordered pizza, and
mm-hmm.
we finished the pie ourselves. And why not? It's like, and we did it. We're working before you know the pie is done.
Because we're pigs.
And we're multi-pubs. But, That's how we say it in Italian. But,
fighting for the last slice.
But we, both of us didn't, you know, say, oh, my God, oh, I was bad. Oh, wasn't I? That's terrible.
Just
I did that.
Nauseous
at yeah,
all.
Yeah. But see, that's the funny thing. You never really feel good after you eat something like that.
No.
You know, it's fun as you're doing it because, like,
I'm eating pizza.
But then, you know, the novelty wears off. But the thing is, we didn't chastise ourselves. We didn't starve ourselves the next day.
No.
Of what we did. We were working and getting
actually,
lazy.
When you eat a lot the day before, you're more hungry the next day because supposedly they say your stomach is stretched, but that's all faux pas. It's
mm-hmm.
bullshit.
Yeah.
But I'm cursing here like crazy. Excuse me,
you know,
everyone.
It's like a dock strike in here, Elise. You're like a sailor on leave.
But,
smoking and getting a tattoo next.
I think it's all the sugar is actually what you ate the night before. Your sugar triggers your appetite, and you want more and more and more. It doesn't have to just be sugar
mm-hmm.
because pizza's full of dough and it's full
mm-hmm.
of, you know, complex
mm-hmm.
complex carbs. So you're eating all that stuff the next
day. I thought you were
day.
Saying it's all the sugar making you curse. That's what I thought
well,
you were saying.
Well, that too. Didn't have a piece of chocolate before.
You did. I saw it. Well, that's, I mean, that being said, I mean, just be sensible. If you're working out, just try to have a decent fuel, decent and clean fuel being, you know, going through your body, and just enjoy yourself once a week, you know, twice a week. I mean, if you can, but don't make that your main focus. Don't work out just so you could eat like a pig,
right.
Which I don't. That there's something wrong in that.
They also have a little of everything. People just cut the carbs, they cut the protein, they cut the fat. You know, you have your body needs every little. Ingredient that you put in your body. It needs the fat, it needs the carbs, and it needs the protein, especially the protein if you work out a lot.
Okay, I got one. From, I'm scrolling down looking for a name. Susan? There's a lot of Susans.
Popular
okay.
name.
She wants to know if she should work out her abs every day.
Well, we've discussed this before also. I mean, I do work out my abs every day. I just don't. I take 2 days on and one day off.
Mm-hmm.
One day on, one day off.
Exactly.
So that's the way I do it.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I'm in the mood to, and I'll do it every day.
Yeah.
So it depends on who you talk to.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it was always, oh, you can work your abs every day. But I always looked at it as I do tend to work them out more, but it's any muscle. You know, it's just any muscle needs some recovery time.
But
so
there's more
is,
muscle fibers, supposedly, and they said that you should be working out more.
Right.
Supposedly. That could be a myth for all I know.
Well, I think anything needs recovery. I think you can, I mean, like I said.
I think the recovery is when you're off.
Right. Well, but the thing is, it does need a rest phase because
mm-hmm.
technically, think about how involved your abs are in your... just
in the whole workout.
Yeah.
In the whole
but,
workout.
I mean, just think about walking around. Your abs are involved in your movement on a day-to-day basis. So they're constantly engaged.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you have, I mean, there have been times I've worked out my abs every day and just give it one day off and then just start again.
Right, that's what I do.
But just I mean, you can very easily work them every day, but I just think recovery is good for any muscle to have. It's just a luxury of, you know, being fortified and, you know, being able
to. It doesn't matter how many exercises you do for abs.
Well, how many do you do?
I do maybe
I switch it up. You got to get different angles for abs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. So, but it's so boring.
Well, it's No, I don't think anybody really enjoys
so boring.
It. I mean, I'll do it as I'm watching TV. But
do you do it all in one time? Or do you
do it
in between sets?
No.
One time?
Yeah.
Oh, I do it in between all my sets. That's how I work out.
Well, you know,
I do my biceps
am.
And then I'll do abs. I'll do my this and I'll do abs. And I'll do this. And ab is every other.
Mm-mm. Now, see, I have to do it. I have to make it
a
special occasion.
Oh, no.
No, everything, well, you know how that, you know me
yeah,
at this
see
point.
You.
Everything is.
A special occasion.
Yeah. Everything has to be in its column. Everything has to go here. Everything has to go here, and that's what I do.
Listen,
it works. It
works
for me.
You. It
exactly.
would never work for me. I would never work abs if I did it that way.
No. That's because you're a stooge. But anyway. I'm going to give one more. One more.
Wow, one more, huh?
Well, look at the time. I think we just have time for one more. What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay. What is the best thing for muscle soreness?
Rest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah. I think rest and ice.
That's it. There's nothing else.
Water?
Well, you know, hopefully they are drinking water to begin with.
You'd be surprised how many people don't during workout.
I'm not I drink while I work out, but
yeah.
I don't drink after, which
well,
is not good.
Because you're drinking, well, at least you're getting it in you.
Oh, I drink a lot of it, too.
Mm-hmm. And muscle recovery
of
some potassium, magnesium, all these things. I mean, like having a banana after workout.
That's
just,
what
I mean,
do.
Yeah. I mean, that's
just have a banana
stuff,
yogurt.
But, yeah. But I mean, and also Epsom salt baths. Wonderful for recovery.
If you have time for that.
If you have time.
You have
or
time.
Just you could do it spot. You could just take
well,
a
Well, yeah, I guess.
And then.
I guess where you're hurting, you could just.
Yeah.
Throw your elbow in there.
But that's, yeah. And then ice right afterwards. You know, to giving a sponsor a plug, Topperson. You know,
yeah,
that's great for muscle
that's
soreness.
Perfect.
Just put it right on afterwards,
yeah.
After the heat and
mm-hmm.
the ice.
That's right.
And a little Topperson and rice. That's it. That's exactly it. And that's the best thing for muscle soreness. But I mean, all in all, just be responsible for what you're doing. Don't overdo it. And, you know, listen to your body when it's telling you you've gone too far or you hurt yourself. And, you know, I think that's the best thing.
Well, muscle soreness is always a good thing because that means you're doing something right. But, you know, rest it.
You and I were saying that the other day. I had a workout and I was saying I was sore and felt great because sometimes your body will acclimate because, like we used to, we're like doing it so many years. And it's just wonderful to feel that soreness. It's like the newness of it.
But you know what's funny? When I was starting work, you felt the soreness at the end of the night.
Yeah.
Now I feel it the next day at the end of the night.
Is it funny?
Isn't
yeah.
it weird?
Yeah.
It's like 48 hours now. It's not even 24 hours anymore.
Well, you know, your body's condition is very different than when I first started, you know, and the chemistry and everything else.
And so, age.
And age.
No.
You know, and age not necessarily being, you know, a bad thing.
No.
It's just like
no.
everything
just
that
saying,
you've done to your body all your life is just you're living longer and catching
yeah.
up. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the aging factor itself. So I think we got to everything, Lee. What do you think?
I think so. And whatever we didn't, we will make up for it.
We'll get it. And I hope people are listening that actually wrote into us. But we thank you all.
Keep writing.
Keep writing, we'll keep answering.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
you know, call in, and we will be on the air. I think we'll be on the air next week, same time. What do you think?
Why don't we play it by ear?
We'll play it by ear. And just, you know, we always announce, you always check our,
mm-hmm.
our wow,
ooh,
the email
there's a monster coming.
That's the email. You know what? Now somebody's trying to email us the last minute, and now we got to go.
Yeah.
That's
all right, we'll save it. We'll kind of be back.
We promise. I will read this one, and I will be back next week.
We definitely will be back.
But we thank you for joining us, and we hope you have a wonderful Wednesday. And give us a call. Visit our website, 212-460-1879. We'd love to get brides, grooms, and the rest of the bridal party in shape for the wedding and for the rest of their lives. Listen to WDST. You can actually just get it. It's streamlined. It's on the internet. It's 100.1. It's Radio Woodstock. But you just Google that, and that'll bring you right to the link. And just listen to the roundtable discussion every Sunday from 7 to 9. And we are sponsoring that. And just a great show to listen to anyway. A lot of great guests. Just a great host. It's just a lot of fun, good music, and it's a classic rock station, so you should tune into it anyway. You'll enjoy it. But in saying that, we hope that you see fit to make exercise a part of your life.
Right?
How about that, Elite?
I love that.
Love it?
I love it.
Let's say goodnight, Elite.
Good night, Elite.
And have a great, great Wednesday and a great rest of the week.